because if you study the sympathetic and parasympathetic of the body's autonomic nervous system, the way that you keep yourself in that fear state is by keeping yourself in the sympathetic state, which is the fight or flight, true fear state. And when you get in that state, and the way you keep yourself in that state is by eating carbohydrates, which takes you away from the digestive capability of the body and puts you in that fermentive, sugar-dependent fear state, and you function that with a higher energy state, and your mind is racing like crazy because you're trying to protect yourself from the saber-toothed tiger that's, though an illusion, is behind you chasing you. And that keeps you, that was the first psyop that put us into the fear state. And they've been maintaining that on a pretty regular basis. You see every 20 to 30 years they promote vegetarianism. The second thing they promote is feminism and the breakup of the family. And the third thing they promote is the lack of true Christianity or the concepts that you studied under the law with Bert. And Daniel specifically, and thank you for turning me on to Daniel's material. That was great, because then we're working for a wage. We're not working for love, and in that state, we're totally in fear, which snowballs with Daniel Quinn's material, because we're not levers anymore. We're not letting everybody on Earth and every species and every plant and fauna and flora and whatever existing. What we're doing was we're decimating the earth so that we can control the food for the one species, the human being, that is the quote unquote in the biblical sense, the keeper of the world, or the husband of the world. And that's a total, misapplication of exactly what the Bible is saying.
Well, and there's a reason that a lot of that information is in the Bible, and I would certainly agree with you. The we are eating not only because we're shown the beauty and wonderfulness of carbohydrates and sugar, but we're also doing it to support disease, because you can't spread disease. And you can't make a profit off that spread unless you feed the disease. And what is disease like? What does cancer love? When did cancer start in history? Well, it started when the East India Company started introducing sugar. It's that simple. So, I mean, there is way more to it than, just the classic argument of different foods. It's a much more deep concept. And I also understand, Richard, I don't know if you've ever heard this, but vegetarianism... it's kind of like feminism. It was a concept that was started, if I can remember correctly, just the basics. It was a concept that was actually started by a cult. These two men, I believe, that basically they thought women of total inferiors, and they created vegetarianism. I can't remember what the story is actually at the moment, but it's a story that is promoted by the Weston A. Price Foundation. Are you familiar with them?
Yeah, essentially I work for the Price-Pottinger, and Sally Fallon broke away and formed their own, the Price Foundation. She's doing some really good stuff, even though I had some disagreements with her when she was trying to take over the Price-Pottinger Foundation. But yeah, I mean, that's it. What I've come to realize, and that's why I'm kind of one-sided about this, is basically the whole thing is controlled by diet. I mean, that was the major psyop that they created to gain that belief of slavehood for us. And when they took over, I don't know if you ever ran across it, but there was a book called The Kellogg Report. And basically the Kellogg company financed what was going to be a book promoting Kellogg and cereals and grains, et cetera, et cetera. And the guy who was doing the research was Dr. Beasley. And what happened about a third of the way through, he found out that it wasn't a bonus. It was essentially the cause of all the problems. And as soon as he reported back to the Kellogg people, they said, well, we're canceling the whole thing. But he kept on going and actually created a whole work. It's a great big thick book that points out the fact that the breaking down or the destruction of the true value of nutrition from grains, and then like Quinn would say, the creation of the money and having to work for food And most of that food would be grains primarily in one form or another, either being fed to animals and or fed to the humans. And that's the whole emphasis now with feminism and vegetarianism is we're supposed to be living off grains. The Dr. McDougall approach is eat all these starches, quote unquote, the cheapest food you can get and the less nourishing. And that'll save the day. But then, you know, based on what we know, who's it saving the day for? Not us people, or quote unquote, us inhabitants or us sojourners. It's for, quote unquote, the corporations. And that's the bottom line, is everything is structured so that we, get as little support as possible to do as much work for the corporations as possible so that their bottom line, as Walter Burian would say, increases at an exponential rate. And the problem being that the population is increasing at the exact exponential rate. And so, I did a show on another network, and maybe, you know, if you're interested, we would do one on yours, basically comparing what's happening to a sheep herder model. And if you put it in that structure, you know, eventually when the herd gets so big, you have to cull it. And as I see what's happening now is, the Western Hemisphere is, well, really the Northern Hemisphere is being culled and they're following the Southern Hemisphere with the hope that after they come out of their bunkers, et cetera, they'll then make the fallowed west Northern Hemisphere, they'll repopulate that again from the remnants and then from the slaves that they've left in the Southern Hemisphere, and they'll start all over again on the great big arc of Adam and Eve.
Yeah, and if you think about it, I'll tell you, apparently we're still alive there, Richard, so I guess we'll just keep talking if that's okay with you. I don't know what happened. There must have been a disgruntled employee or the Jews have finally infiltrated RBN and killed them all, because no one is answering my call. So we'll just keep talking and hope for the best for those guys down there in Texas. But, what you just said, I've thought about a lot, actually. And what you realize, you know, I used to be in the entertainment industry. I used to make all the games that promote exactly basically what you just said, promote war and famine and Holocaust and, nuclear this and destruction of this and fighting for your life out on the nuclear plains and all of that crap, you know. Basically, our entertainment industry, our media, our movies have now gotten to the point where almost every movie that comes out now is about some apocalyptic future that shows exactly what you're saying. And I think that the reason that they're doing that is to train people to think not only that that is an inevitable thing, because you get it in your mind, you see these images, of course, and the images are so much more powerful than words. I could talk about it all day, but if you see it constantly flashing at 60 or 90 frames a second, you're going to start believing. You're going to start, in the back of your mind, you're going to start, you know, wanting it. And what do you see now? You see all these people having zombie parades where they act like zombies. They're starting to love sickness. You have songs now like Lady Gaga, who sings about I want your illness or whatever she said. I can't remember. Disgusting lyrics that little kids are listening to. I want your disease. I want your sickness, basically. I love it. You know, and it's really disgusting. And again, this is why I quit this industry, because that is what I was working on, making it all sound real nice and bloody and gory. So you have an industry that is actually, well, it's promoting exactly what you're saying, and it's not just promoting it. It's making it into a virtual reality, and that scares me because, again, people are celebrating this weird apocalyptic thing.
Well, that's it. In the 1950s, they created social programming, and one of the correlates of that was you offered the information to the populace, and if they didn't, you know, rebel or create a slave revolt, they gave voluntary consent. So everything that's done now is done with voluntary consent. So you assume that you're part of the program, having not protested the program. And exactly, that's why I quit medicine, because it was obvious then that medicine had not become something to restore the best health of the individual. It was there to help control the individual by various, techniques and the poisoning of the person to eliminate symptoms. And as soon as you understand that, I mean, my eyes were open when I was getting into medicine because I had some weird things happen. But basically, I went to University of California, San Diego, and the first guy I met was Dr. Mendel, who was the guy that was feeding drugs, and I may have his name wrong. I hate if that's a possibility. But he was the guy that was feeding drugs to the Chargers. And basically, his opening line to me when I went to the interview was, well, you know, medicine is a business. Well, I was thinking I was going to become a researcher and kind of doing it for the love of research, and this guy is browbeating me with business, and it just turned my eye. I quit just a little after that.
Yeah, it's a horrible thing to wake up to your own profession, your own thing that you believed was a wonderful, wonderful thing that you're doing. And I was on top of the world in my career, you know. I'm the envy of little kids everywhere and little adults, basically, with the kid mentality, playing all these video games and movies and everything. So, you know, there was a sense of ego there. But that ego was quickly squelched when I figured out that I was part of the problem, you know, promoting such things. Hey, if you're tuning in to look for, hoping to listen to Bob Tuscan, well, something happened at the station, and my outro music didn't play, and so we just have kept talking from my show, which is the Corporation Nation. So as soon as the station comes back online, not sure what's happening down there, we will get Bob on here for your regularly scheduled program. Until then, we're just going to keep talking and filling in the air so there's no dead air. Anyway, my caller today is Richard from Washington. I assume Brad was on the line but couldn't be patched in because, again, something unknown has happened down there.
Well, let's
Texas
hope they
studio.
Haven't taken over.
So
Florida.
I apologize, but we'll kill him. What's that?
Let's hope they haven't taken over Florida, and maybe that's why he's not broadcasting. Maybe there's been an invasion, and we haven't heard of it yet.
I know. Maybe those illegals have finally succeeded in tearing down the resistance, huh?
Well, that's it. So should we be waiting for Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and Southern California to fall next? Is that
well, the station's in Texas, so yeah, we're thinking, very strange. But hey, you know, we're you know what's great though? No commercials.
Well, I don't know. If you can't sell anything, are you doing it? You may be off the air almost immediately.
Yeah, well, I contacted a couple of listeners to see if we were still on, and apparently we are at 8:12 p.m. Mountain Time. We're still on, so hey. Anyway, we're talking about nutrition. Now you said you worked for the
Price Foundation.
What is that? I'm not sure. I'm familiar with Sally Fallon and her organization,
right,
but I'm not sure.
Well, basically what happened was when Weston Price and Pottinger passed away, there was nobody to take up from them. And there was a whole bunch of really, I mean, the genius of the whole thing, I don't know if you ever heard the name, was Royal Lee. He created some amazing stuff that we can talk about if we have plenty of time, as it seems like we have. But basically, all the what they were doing back in the 40s and 50s, where they were trying to better the human situation, and they were trying to discover ways to increase the nutrition. And how I look at it now is, you've got, you know, when I go on a radio program, they say, well, there's various theories and there's various disagreements. But what these people did is they looked at what were the physiological requirements of the human and not what, quote unquote, was available in the foods. They wanted to know how you could get the best utilization of substances and enhance the health of the human being. And so when those two passed away, essentially, can't remember his name now, but he, and it'll come to me, he was a dentist. Most of these people into health were dentists, because they knew that the first breakdown of human health was showed up in the teeth. And what happened was one dentist tried to keep the thing going, and what he did was he gave his wife the records, and he went out and got all of the materials from both Price and Pottinger and combined them, and she became the caretaker of the Price Pottinger Foundation. And Conley, that's his name was John, no, it's not John Conley, that was the governor, Joseph Conley, and she was Pat Conley. And she kept the thing very pristine. I mean, she was really promoting the correlates of nutrition and health based on...
I'll tell you what, hey Richard, we got the station back, so they're not all dead down there. They have not been gunned down by a bunch of illegals. So we're going to go out. Why don't you come on the show next Monday? I got an open spot. How's that sound?
And do health, or do we want to do a money trail thing?
Well, you're always dying to talk about this, so let's talk health.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt, and so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
The illegal immigrants did not take over the RBN studio as Clint Richardson had suggested. That Clint Richardson, man, I tell you what. Yeah, even the baby thinks he's a real character. Now, he's great. We love Clint Richardson and the Corporation Nation. And we thank you for tuning in to the Bob Tuscan Show featuring Bob Tuscan Jr. Say hi.
Hi.
Hi. And we have John, the Caribbean critic, with us tonight.
Roger.
Oh, you're excited about John. John, how are you, my friend?
Not so bad, Bob. How are you?
A different night, man. We're having all sorts of fun here at the Bob Tuscan household. There has been report after report from Gaza that I've been getting to my personal email address from people that we know there, John. And the violence and the war crimes have not ceased whatsoever, have they?
No, well, they've escalated even.
Yeah, they sure have. Tell me what you've been hearing with an update.
Bombing schools, bombing the power station, bombing the hospital, the main hospital in Gaza.
Did we lose Bob? All right, John, I guess we lost Bob there. I guess maybe Bob Jr. pulled his plug or something. Never can tell. But, yeah, there's been a lot of news from Gaza. It has not ceased, friends. It's continuing. It's a dreadful story. And, you know, I suppose that, John, you've been following this pretty close. You probably have a lot of details, right?
Yep, absolutely, Steve. We've heard that school playgrounds have been bombed. The UN school has been bombed. We know that happened the other day. The main hospital has been bombed. The power station has been bombed. So now the water treatment plant, purification plant's been bombed. The sewage treatment plant, that's been bombed. And without electricity, of course, these two plants couldn't run anyway. So Gaza now is without safe running water, is without safe sewage. It's a complete mess.
It sounds almost as if in the aftermath, if there ever comes one, and we hope it does soon, but in the aftermath of all of this, John, they're not going to have any way of taking care of themselves except to rely upon the Israelis, the good graces, quote, of the Israelis, if it comes to that. Is that where it's going? I mean, the infrastructure is virtually gone there now.
Well, it seems to be the case that the infrastructure now, having gone off to, after the individual households, now they're concentrating on the infrastructure. So it's a desperate situation over there, talking to people, but I've lost contact with several, because they don't have power now. So they can't send out their little messages over Skype or other electronic means. It's difficult to get in contact.
Yeah, I saw our friend Imad was on for a bit today on Skype, and I didn't get a chance to talk to him at all, but I was hoping maybe we would hear from him in an update. Of course, everybody who's listened to the show knows that we were listening as the missiles were coming in. His house was demolished, completely demolished, while he and his family were at prayer. Thank God we prayed for him because, you know, we don't want him hurt. And he was online today for a little bit, John, but I haven't heard back from him since all this happened.
And I think it's atrocious because now we learn from the Hebron police that Hamas and any of their affiliates had nothing to do with the murder of these three Israeli teens. So, you know, that was the pretext to start this war, and that pretext has now fallen apart. So, but the war continues, of course.
Yeah.
But I think...
I was just going to say, if you listen to our show, we were saying that long before the Israeli police in Hebron had made that official announcement. We were talking about that from the very beginning, that this had nothing to do with Gaza. But go ahead, John.
Well, I mean, I think that the objective of this, they've now announced that they're going to put a buffer zone using Gaza land, which means the Palestinians will be housed in just 60% of what currently is Gaza. They're going to steal 40%. But, I mean, the whole idea, I think, is to drive the Palestinians out of Gaza in one way or another, so that they can steal the oil and gas Leviathan field, you know, the one that's off the coast of Gaza and runs up towards Cyprus.
Yeah, that's the way it seems, isn't it? Because it almost sounds like this is an eviction notice of some sort, because as of course we know, the location wasn't good. There was an open seaport which allowed people to bring things in that they couldn't supervise. And then there was the border with Egypt. And now I think what they want to do is just move the whole population someplace to a drier location inland. Is that possible, do you think?
Well, I don't know what they're going to do. I think they're trying to drive them out into Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, you name it.
Well, maybe the Ashkenazis will go back to the Ukraine. Our scientists, including Israeli scientists, have proved these people that have no ownership of this land or history at this land. They're, well, Ashkenazis from Eastern Europe, and it's maybe apropos that the Ukraine is so hot and heavy in the news. I found that quite compelling. Tex Mars gave a lecture a couple weeks ago now on this very hypothesis. And
well, there's Bob, John Hopkins University did a mitochondrial DNA study. Then there was the Adelaide University in conjunction with the University of Jerusalem. They did a DNA study and they've all come to the same conclusion. These Ashkenazi Khazars are the majority converted to Judaism from Central Southern Europe.
Yep, that's exactly right. Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to play an occult message that was in a speech by Christine Lagarde of the IMF recently. And if you haven't heard this, you are going to be quite compelled. I normally don't get into occult numerology, although I'm fascinated by it. But this is such blatant occult numerology.
It is.
That's not so occulted. We got to listen to this.
7 and 17s, seven. Bob.
Yep. We're going to get into that and break that down and listen to what she had to say. Next hour on the Bob Tusklin Show, we're going to have an interview with Sheila Matthews on psychotropic medication, Sandy Hook, and mental health legislation for our children, and so much more. So that's next hour. But until then, let's take a break and come right back on the Bob Tusklin Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The 3-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
I guess Jesse Ventura won a lawsuit against the American sniper guy. Who was this guy? Was this the guy that got shot by the guy he brought to the gun range who he was mentoring? Is this the same guy who was with that security firm that everybody accused of being involved with the Boston bombing? I think it is.
The Punisher, SEAL Team 6. Yeah, it is. And unfortunately...
Actually, the sniper team and the team that was at the Boston bombing was Academy. It was a change of name for Blackwater. Academy.
Okay. Yeah, no, there was another name as well, but Jesse Ventura won this $1.8 million lawsuit. Yeah, very interesting. Well, gentlemen, we got a lot to get to, but I found this audio and I'm so compelled by it that I want to play it for our listeners who haven't heard it yet. And if you've heard it, bear with us because we're going to offer our insights and break it down. And then we'll get into a number of different things. There's a new bill that people are calling the World War III bill. We'll talk about that and so much more. And then, of course, next hour we got great guests coming on. But let's listen to what Christine Lagarde of the IMF had to say, and let's see if this can offer us any insight on our current state of geopolitical affairs.
Thank you so much. Merci beaucoup. As you can tell, I do as I'm told, and I thought I had to stand up at the time when my immediate predecessor would sit down, and clearly I failed. Good afternoon, and thank you very much for having me with you. I would like to thank the National Press Club and Special President Angela Grilling-Keen for not only inviting me to this prestigious venue, but essentially presenting the outline of what I want to talk to you about now. So it's as if we had prepared that together, which we have not. Now, let me first of all, of course, begin by wishing you all a Happy New Year. I guess it's still time to do that, given that we are just exactly halfway through between our Western New Year and the Lunar New Year, which will loom in a few weeks' time. I think it's also appropriate to wish ourselves a Happy New Year, given what I would like to talk to you about, which has to do with the global economy and what we should expect for 2014. Now, I'm going to test your numerology skills by asking you to think about the magic seven. Okay? Most of you will know that seven is quite a number in all sorts of themes, religions, and I'm sure that you can compress numbers as well.
The magic number seven.
We've lost the audio.
I think so. It's going to be an interesting talk here. I'd like to hear more of this.
If we think about 2014, all right, I'm just giving you 2014, you drop the zero, 14, two times seven. Okay, that's just by way of example, and we're going to carry on. So, if we think about 2014, all right, I'm just giving you 2014, you drop the zero, 14, two times seven.
Deja vu.
The occult seems to be working on us.
Yes, it is. Things seem to repeat themselves in these strange numeric patterns. '77, you remember that? '77 bombings in London.
Yes. The shoot down of Flight 800 on the 17th of the 7th.
Right.
Yeah. MH17 was first flown on the 17th and crashed on the anniversary of the Flight 800 shoot down.
That's just by way of example, and we're going to carry on. So 2014 will be a milestone and hopefully a magic year in many respects. It will mark the 100th anniversary of the First World War back in 1914. It will mark the 70th anniversary, drop the zero, seven, of the Bretton Woods Conference that actually gave birth to the IMF. And it will be the 25th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. 25th. Okay.
Two and five, seven.
It will also mark the 7th anniversary of the financial market jitters that quickly turned into the greatest global economic calamity since the Great Depression. The crisis still lingers. Yet, optimism is in the air. We've left the deep freeze behind us, and the horizon looks just a bit brighter. So my hope and my wish for 2014 is that after those seven miserable years, weak and fragile, we have seven strong years.
Interesting.
Wishful thinking.
Yes, it is. But you remember the old the idea behind Joseph's dream in Egypt. There were 7 good years followed by 7 years of drought and plague. And then there were the 7 years of King Nebuchadnezzar.
I don't know whether the G7 will have anything to do with it or whether it will be the G20. I certainly hope that the IMF will have something to do with it.
And then, of course, you have the 7 virgins.
The 7 virgins.
I don't know whether the G7 will have anything to do with it or whether it will be the G20. I certainly hope that the IMF will have something to do with it.
Yes. Well, I do too. I was going to say the 7 years that Nebuchadnezzar lost his mind, became as a beast. Then there's the 7-year tribulation, the 7 years of indentured servanthood. A lot of things come out in sevens, of course.
The 7 horns in Revelation.
Yes, And the 7 virgins of the Pleiades, or is that what we're talking about there, the Pleiades? Very good. The 7 sticks of fire or candlesticks on the menorah, which is, the old symbol of Israel before the Star of Rephim, or the Jewish star as we know it today.
Actually, that Jewish star, that star that they've adopted, goes way back into Mesopotamia, and it was an occult symbol even then.
Yes, right. And you're talking about this. I think it's actually the Star of Rephim that is mentioned in the scriptures as an idol. And, it's certainly not the symbol of Israel. Israel's symbol should be the menorah, always has been. And that was the symbol that you see taken down by Titus. It's on the Arch of Titus there in Rome, where the menorah is coming down. So how they got into that is very odd.
Yeah, I agree with you entirely. I mean, it seems to appear time after time after time. And this strange event in Ukraine with Flight 17. Oh, by the way, I've been hearing from friends in Holland. And apparently they've been doing some investigation. A guy actually took a video of the passenger list at the crash site. And a journalist in Holland took a screenshot of that, blew it up, and got all the information. Not the complete passenger list, but all the Dutch people on that list he traced, or attempted to trace, phoned them, even visited their homes. Strangely enough, nobody knew who they were. These are mystery passengers. Completely mystery passengers.
Very interesting.
And then Flight Radar 24, which actually, on the map of the world, puts every aeroplane that's in the air on there with its flight number, its destination, its point of departure and its flying time and all the rest of it. According to Flight Data 24, MH17 was cancelled.
Really? Very interesting.
Yeah. With that and come right back.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
I've never heard that bumper music before.
That's interesting. Well, I kind of like it.
Yeah, well, we're live back on the Bob Tuscan Show, I believe. And, well, we have lots to talk about. We're going to preempt that interview that I did with Sheila Matthews on psychiatric medication. She has an organization called Able Child, and we've talked about Sandy Hook legislation and so much more. That'll have to be on tomorrow's show, so definitely stay tuned for that. We're having some technical difficulties, and we'll work through it because that's what we got to do. But World War III, huh, gentlemen? It's seemingly a better prospect as the moments go on and on.
Well, seemingly, Bob, this Senate Bill 2277 is being called the World War III bill. Well, if you add World War III to the two and the other two, that's 777. All sevens.
Yes.
Yep. This number seven keeps popping up, man. This is just a coincidence.
Of course it's coincidental. It has to be, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Do you wonder whether is there some sort of esoteric design behind all this, or is it just the elite communicating among themselves using these kinds of numbers to let everybody know that they're...
Well, I think it's a code they use. It's a code. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's a code. Without
Definitely
doubt.
A code.
But I was watching looking at a article today, and it was the North Korea threatening to nuke Washington DC, i.e. the White House and the Pentagon. And somebody had written in the blog underneath the article, why would North Korea do us such a big favor?
Yeah, right. Yeah, if they could, presuming they can't. And I suppose they could, but, you know, I mean...
Well, I mean, they're all saying that they can't do it, but let's be clear. These missiles can carry nuclear weapons, and ships can carry these missiles, and ships can be stuck off your coast just 30 miles and be in international waters. Ouch!
Yeah, we've seen this before, of course, as well. You know, I'm kind of reminded also of the times when I think on 888, back a few years ago, when the Chinese Olympics and the remember the Georgian invasion situation that was it was basically misconceived and ill planned. It all fell apart. But on the very beginning of the Olympics, there was this attack or this threat to Georgia coming from Bush, and of course Bush and Putin were there looking each other face to face at the Olympics, and there was some kind of hard stares and stuff. Wasn't that at the time that, as I understand, that several nuclear subs emerged off the East Coast, and then all that kind of sort of frittered away and decided...
Yes, you are exactly right. Two squadrons, actually, of submarines just surfaced. We are here. And then disappeared, just to let America know, you know, don't interfere, because we're here. And America didn't interfere, and Russia managed to capture lots of Humvees and secret burst fire radios and all sorts of things. And America, of course, asked for their Humvees and radios and drones back, and Russia said, yes, of course we'll send them back, when we've stripped them down and back-engineered them.
Which is what they did, and of course, yeah. And having Edward Snowden there and a number of other people, of course, as they've gathered these folks by through time. Let's just look at the positioning, though, of the Russia and its allies in position against the American economic system. As bad as they may be, they are pretty hunkered down and hardened, aren't they, in their economic capability of enduring a long winter and all these sanctions that seem to be the threat that Obama keeps leveling, as he did again today with the EU, more public sanctions on or sanctions against these companies.
Well, unfortunately, because Russia now is so integrated into the Western economy, any sanctions against Russia will hurt the West more than it hurts Russia. They've, I mean, if you've looked backwards over the past couple of years. Russia and China have been buying huge quantities of gold to back their currencies with.
And you know, see, John, that's the thing here. Let's not get it twisted. Russia is not a standalone force that's entirely benevolent. In fact, who's the president of Russia right now?
No, Putin.
Vladimir Putin, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is Vladimir Putin not the same guy that that rode horses with George W. Bush and looked into his eyes and all that stuff? I mean, remember, gentlemen, I don't for a second see this as anything different than Prescott Bush, you know, great-granddad Bush, funding both sides of World War II. I don't know that
I'm sure there's deals been done, Bob. I think there's deals been done. I think there's certainly been deals done between the U.S. and the Russians. You know, Russia wins a point in Syria. Now it looks like America is likely to win a little point in Ukraine. Then probably Russia will win a point in Iraq, and America will win a point in Afghanistan. You know, this is how it's played.
Yeah, it's playing out, of course, and there are deals on the tables, as you know, Doug Olin and I have talked about before. There's a lot of things going on in the business and financial realm that are sometimes bigger than the national conflicts between these nations. And we don't always see that, just like IG Farben and so many other companies, IBM, Bayer, you know, these various organizations and corporations in Germany were funded by Prescott Bush and Harriman and people like that.
Absolutely. And the money was funded, was funneled, should I say, through the Vatican Bank, into Germany.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which is a strange route. But, of course, the Vatican being what it is, very secretive, you know, it hides the way.
Yeah, I saw that recent article, and I had to laugh about the Pope calling for accountability in the Vatican Bank, and it had to do with something like $122 million or something like, like $122 million is some big deal. But, you know, people will fall for that. They say, well, you know, the church is hurting these days because people aren't giving, so $122 million is a lot of money. Yeah, right. You know, maybe $122 billion, maybe a trillion or two, but, you know. Yeah, not $122 million.
Well, again, the Vatican is one of the largest holders of gold on the planet.
Yes, they are. Absolutely. Well, you know, just looking at this story, of course, Victoria Nuland, who acted as the front person for the State Department's coup in Kyiv, bluntly expressed the opinion of the United States towards the European Union back in February, but we know that now the MH17 Downing was engineered to move the EU and public consensus in a direction.
Interesting. Gentlemen, we will pick it back up tomorrow night with War Room Wednesdays and so much more. Thanks for everyone bearing with us here. We'll get it back together and come back stronger than ever before. Until then, love you guys. Have a great night.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial